Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
And when the day of Pentecost, verse 1, had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place. When suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like a mighty tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which was distributed and settled down on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And as a result of being filled, the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit was that they began to speak in other tongues. And there were then residing in Jerusalem Jews, devout and God-fearing men from every country under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude came together, and they were astonished and bewildered, because each one of them heard them speaking in their own dialect. They were beside themselves with amazement, saying, "Are not all of these who are talking Galileans? Then how is it that we hear each of them in our own dialect into which we were born?" And so then you see the list of the nations here that had all got gathered for the Feast of Shavuot. And they'd come from all these nations, and they had poured out down by the temple. And so here come the disciples from the upper room, and they are filled with the fire of God and have been baptized in the Spirit. And they begin speaking the languages of the Jews that are poured out down here by the temple. Very interesting of the people that were there. The Parthians, the Medes, and the Elamites. You know who they are? They are the Iranians. So Iran was there on the day of Pentecost. The Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia. Look at all of them. Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, parts of Libya, Cyrene, and residents from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans, verse 11, Arabians too. We all hear them speaking in our own native tongue and telling of the mighty works of God. And so here we see the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and what it produced was speaking in other tongues. Now, you remember what I said to the Lord when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. I said to the Lord, "Lord, teach me to pray." I received the baptism and I began to speak in other tongues. That tells me, from this experience that we see here, and also the experience, my own personal experience, that the Lord puts a very high emphasis on speaking in other tongues. Now, go over with me to Exodus, the 40th chapter, and I will show you this. In Exodus, the 40th chapter, it had always been the plan of God from the very beginning, starting with Adam and Eve, that God wanted to be near us. He wanted to be as close to us and as near to us as he could get. He wanted to actually live in us. And under the old covenant, he could get really close to them. And even, I use this scripture because this is when they were in the wilderness. And you remember Adam and Eve, they walked with the Lord in the cool of the garden. And they walked with him. And then they committed high treason. They sold out to the devil. And when God came down to fellowship with them, they hid. Adam and Eve hid. because they couldn't be in his presence. And I always visualize this as the Lord, when he saw that situation, he said, "Adam, Adam, where are you?" It wasn't that Adam and Eve wanted so much to be near to him. It was so much that God wanted to be near to them, and was always the way with God. That is his nature, to be with man. And so here in Exodus chapter 40, they're going around and around in a wilderness. But this is interesting to me. Notice from Exodus 40 and verse 32. "And when they went into the tent meeting or came near to the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. And he erected the court around about the tabernacle and the altar and set up the hangings there. And so Moses finished the work." Now look what happened as soon as he finished. "Then the cloud," God's presence, "covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. And Moses was not able to stand into the tent of meeting, because the cloud remained upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." And so this little thing, this tabernacle, it was a portable deal, you know, they could carry it around. And now notice what happened to him. "And in all their journeys, wherever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the Israelites went onward. But if the cloud was not taken up, they did not journey on until the day that it was taken up. For throughout all their journey, the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and a fire by night in the sight of all the house of Israel." And the reason for this was the Lord wanted him to know, "I am here. I am visible. I am present with you. The supernatural is here. And it's moving with you." And so it has always, it's always been the plan of God. So that was in the Old Testament, the visible evidence of the presence of God was this cloud. Now, in the New Testament, you remember starting over in the book of John, when Jesus is just about to go away and he's going to set up his high priestly ministry. He said this all the way through the book of John. He said, "I will come to you and I will make my home in you." And one translation says, "God is quite at home in you. He is quite at home in you." Another verse in John 15 says, "Dwell in me and I will dwell in you." And then, of course, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 says, "We are the temple of the living God. God's Spirit has come to abide and to make his home in us." And so, under the old covenant, the visible sign that he had come to dwell was the cloud. In the new covenant, the visible sign that God had come to dwell was speaking in other tongues. The visible sign of the new covenant that God is here, he is here, he is here in me, is speaking in other tongues. Now, you remember at the turn of the century, at the outbreak of the Azusa Street Revival, there was this tiny little Bible school, and it was led by a man by the name of Charles Parham. And a group of believers, they all gathered together, and they were seeking God for this experience that they read of in Acts chapter 2, of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so on New Year's Eve or New Year's, Charles Parham laid hands on a woman by the name of Agnes Osman. And when he laid hands upon her to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, she began to speak in tongues. But when she spoke in tongues, she spoke fluent Chinese. She had never heard Chinese. Spoken before. She didn't understand Chinese. She expressed the language perfectly. if you read testimony of it. She articulated it clearly without any practice at all. Everything was grammatically correct in what she said, in spite of her not knowing one single syllable. Now, what do you think happened there in that Bible school when she began to speak in other tongues? Evidence, I am here. I have come and I am here. Everybody knew the evidence that God was present was speaking in other tongues. Just like the cloud in the Old Testament, there was evidence of him being there. The evidence in the New Testament is speaking in other tongues. Now, on September the 30th, I was awakened in the morning at 4:05. And when I was awakened, I kind of sat straight up in bed, and the Lord began to speak to me. And it was so profound in my heart. It was so profound that I had to get up and write immediately. And this is what the Lord said. He said, tongues is the language of heaven. It is downloaded in your spirit and at the reception of the Holy Ghost, or at the reception of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the language of the Spirit is released. That language will change the world, and it will change you. When used, because it is accompanied by the fire of God, the language carries the very essence and nature of God to any and every situation. The language of the Spirit is very personalized and very individualized, marking each person with heaven's label. You are mine, and I am here. There is much more to comprehend and understand about this gift. Much more revelation to be had. As the Apostle Paul wrote, I would not have you to be ignorant. The more that you understand about speaking in other tongues, the more you will give way to it and yield to it, growing exponentially.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org, billybrim.org.